Maybe you're tired of mowing your lawn and paying high water bills, or on the other hand, watching it get browner as the summer rolls on. Well, a two-year-old Redmond company now has an alternative. John Davidson, CEO, explains how he started the company called Dream Turf.
Being a Husky fan, I'd always admired the turf, but I'd never really thought about it from a residential standpoint. And then I knew the Seahawks were putting it in, so it was prior to the Seahawks stadium going in. I also looked at other turf products and discovered that this was the best product. We made a deal. I put together a business plan and got the financing together and started the company January of 2002, and I was able to procure a spot in the Seattle Home Show in February. That's where Steve and I met, and Steve ended up being our second customer. Steve was pretty impressed with the product as well and felt he'd like to be a part of the company.
Now, Steve is Steve Entman, former Husky football star and now president of Dream Turf, and he says this artificial grass has come a long way in looks and feel.
The old AstroTurf is more of a shorter fiber. It's a polypropylene fiber, which is very stiff and hard like a Brillo pad. This is a polyethylene, polypropylene mix that FieldTurf actually has a patent on that is a lot softer, and it's an infill product. So with a combination of those two things, if you run and jump on this product, it's not going to give you what's called an old turf burn from the old football days. I don't like to call it turf. I call it synthetic grass because that's really what it is. You can't tell in a lot of applications.
And John says they're having trouble keeping up with the business.
We're booked out through September right now with three crews. We'll do over 100 lawns this year and probably another 10 or 12 putting greens. Last year we did 49 installations. The first year we did 12. We've got about 8 full-time employees right now, and next year we hope to have probably 5 crews, maybe 6, but we also have to buy the equipment and the trucks to go with it.
You can learn more if you'd like at dreamturf.com on the web. I'm Brian Gregory, Money First, 20 and 50 past each hour on Como 1000 News.